Our second scripture reading from John chapter 18 comes later in Holy Week, 4 days after Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. Jesus and his disciples have shared their last meal together, and Jesus has washed their feet. Not long after that, Jesus is arrested, and during the arrest, Peter has cut off the ear of one of the high priest's servants. The soldiers bind Jesus and take him to the high priest. This is what happens next. Simon Peter and another disciple followed Jesus. Since that disciple was known to the high priest, he went with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest. But Peter was standing outside at the gate. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out, spoke to the woman who guarded the gate, and brought Peter in. He said, "I am not." The woman said to Peter, "You are not also one of this man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not." Now the slaves and the police had made a charcoal fire because it was cold, and they were standing around it and warming themselves. Peter was also standing with them and warming himself. Then the high priest questioned Jesus about his disciples and about his teaching. Meanwhile, Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. They asked him, "You are not also one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it and said, "I am not." One of the slaves of the high priest, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, asked, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Again, Peter denied it. And at that moment, the cock crowed. We celebrate the written word of Scripture.
Thanks be to God.
We celebrate the living word, Christ among us.
Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Loving Christ, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, dwelt in us, full of grace and truth. As we draw near to your word, may your word dwell in us, full of grace and truth. Amen. Holy Week begins with a big yes here on Palm Sunday. We know that getting to this moment, Jesus has faced his share of challenges, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the religious leadership, and we know that as Jesus moves on into Holy Week, trouble lies ahead. But here in this moment on Palm Sunday, as Jesus enters Jerusalem, the crowd says, yes. The crowd says, Hosanna. The crowd proclaims Jesus King. As we've moved through the season of Lent with Peter and the other Gospels, we have heard Jesus ask this question, who do people say that I am? Who do you say that I am? This morning, we turn to the Gospel of John, the Gospel where the Word becomes flesh and dwells in the midst of us, and in its own way, the Gospel of John gives us, the readers, the hearers, the opportunity to see for ourselves, to hear for ourselves, and come to trust who Jesus is. Here in John 12, the crowd gives one answer to the question of who Jesus is. Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of God. Blessed is the King of Israel. Jesus rides in on a young donkey, and they remember the words of the prophet, "Behold, your king is coming, riding on a donkey's colt." And so the crowd waves palm branches, a sign of victory. "Behold, not only your king, but a victorious king." They shout Hosanna and proclaim Jesus King. But even as loud as that shout may be, it's not entirely clear that they have a full and shared understanding of what all this means. Scripture says one thing plain. The disciples, they don't understand it at all. At first, his disciples did not understand this. It was only later, after he was glorified, after he was crucified, that they understood. The crowd really understands only that Jesus has done miraculous things. Hosanna. And the Pharisees, they get what's going on here, at least in terms of the power dynamic. The crowd is going after him, this Jesus, and they're not following us. This is getting us nowhere. They realize that this Jesus is a threat to their power, and that will be the death of Jesus. We know the whole story. So we know that the one they call king today, 5 days from now, as Jesus hangs on a cross, Pilate will have the soldiers put up a sign that says, This is the king of the Jews. As the echoes of Hosanna fade, we know the trajectory of Holy Week. From the other Gospels, we know that Jesus will now begin to face down the religious authorities, and as they are provoked, they will get angrier and angrier. The Gospel of John tells us that Jesus begins to prepare his disciples for all this. Right after he enters Jerusalem, right after all the palm branches and all the hosannas, Jesus tells the disciples that he will die, that his time has come. He gathers them for one last meal, and in John, he washes their feet. He tells them he will be betrayed by one of them, and he prays. He prays for them, for everyone, for what is about to happen, and the soldiers come with Judas. Jesus is praying in the garden, and the soldiers and the religious officials show up with torches and weapons, and Jesus asks who they are looking for, and they say, Jesus of Nazareth, and Jesus says plainly, I am he, or really in the Greek, I am. Peter, never one slow to act, has a sword, and so he cuts off the ear of one of the high priest's servants, but Jesus stops him before he can strike again. Peter, this is what I said was coming. And we come to this morning's second scripture. And the shouts of the crowd from Palm Sunday, all those hosannas are replaced by the heartbreaking sound of Peter's no. 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 When Jesus is arrested, all the other disciples fade away. They're nowhere to be seen. But Peter and another disciple who's known to the high priest, who has access, they follow where the soldiers take Jesus. The other disciple gets to go in right away. He goes into the courtyard of the high priest. Think of it as a big open air courtyard, kind of the semi-public place at the high priest's house. In one part of the courtyard, the high priest is questioning Jesus. And in another, the servants and the soldiers have made a fire and they are warming their hands in the chill of the night. The other disciple puts in a good word for Peter, and a servant girl goes and lets him in through the gate. She's the first one to ask the question, wait, you're not a disciple of this guy, are you? And Peter says, no. Notice that there are two interrogations going on here. Jesus and Peter. Peter goes and stands with the soldiers, warming his hands by the fire while the high priest interrogates Jesus. The high priest asks Jesus about his teaching and his disciples. Are you the one who's stirring up all this trouble? And Jesus answers, ask the people who've been following me. Ask them what they have seen. Ask them what they have heard. Are you the one? Basically, yes, I am. And meanwhile, there Peter is standing with the soldiers, warming his hands by the fire, and one of them turns to him and asks the question again, wait, you're not a disciple of this guy, are you? And for a second time, Peter says, no, I am not. And then for a third time, someone asks, and this time it's someone who was there at the arrest, "Didn't I see you in the olive grove with Jesus?" And again, Peter denies Jesus. Again, he says no. Notice that these questions give Peter three chances to say yes. The first two give Peter an easier out. They're set up expecting a no. "You're not one of those the followers of this guy, are you?" The third one, though, it's eyewitness testimony. "Hey, I was there in the olive grove when they arrested Jesus. Didn't you cut off my cousin's ear? Weren't you there?" Peter has to really work for that third no. Now, we know Peter by now. I've actually come to like the guy. We know that he has followed Jesus. We know that he has seen things and heard things from the other gospels. We know that Peter has watched as Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law, that Peter has walked on water with Jesus, that when Jesus said, "Who do you say that I am?" For a moment, Peter got it right. "You are the Christ." And from the Gospel of John, we know that Peter has seen Jesus turn water into wine, seen Jesus feed the 5,000, seen Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead. These questions give Peter the chance to claim what he has seen, to believe, to trust, to lean into it, to live it. They give Peter the chance to say yes to who Jesus is and to move with Jesus into the fullness of life. But not only that, these questions give Peter the chance to say yes to who he is. To who he is in relationship to Jesus. That's what the questions really put to Peter. "You're not one of those who follow this Jesus, are you? The one who turns the tables in the temple, who helps the blind to see, who sits at the well and the table with those who have been cast out, who stands at the tomb and weeps and then calls the dead back to life, the one who causes all this trouble. You're not one of those who follow him, are you?" And Peter says no. And then no. And then no. And oh, I can't imagine what that must have felt like for Peter. That third no. Or maybe I can. When we tell this story and hear that no, I can feel it right here in my gut. Can you? That's really the brilliance of the Gospel of John. It brings us right on in the chill of the night with Peter warming our hands by the fire. And Peter says no. And the Gospel of John just leaves us there wondering how Peter absorbed what he had just said. And then Peter fades out of view really until Easter morning. The gospel leaves us there in that moment with Peter, with his no hanging in the air, and the question for Peter starts to feel like a question for us. "You're not one of those who follows Jesus, are you?" What would we have said in that moment? What will we do? Will we stay there warming our hands by the fire as Jesus goes before Pontius Pilate, as he faces down the powers and shows them what it is to be truly sovereign? Will we warm our hands by the fire as Jesus moves on into the fullness of human experience, into all the suffering, into all the pain? Will we warm our hands by the fire as the hungry continue to cry out for food and those who are hurt continue to cry out for help and for healing? Will we warm our hands by the fire as the systems of the world continue to crush the poor, as our systems of racism and class and caste continue to harm and hurt so many? Will we warm our hands by the fire as we hear the cries from Gaza and from Rafah, as the killing continues and the famine, as man's inhumanity
to humanity grinds on? Will we warm our hands by the fire as the systems that sustain life on this earth cascade in collapse? Will we warm our hands by the fire as Jesus shows us what it is to be really and fully human? The Gospel of John brings us right into this story, where the Word becomes flesh and dwells in the midst of us. And these questions for Peter become questions for us. With all that we have seen and heard with Peter, what will our word be? Peter says no. And it is harrowing. But we know. We know that the gospel does not leave us there. As we move on into Holy Week, those no's will keep coming. They do in our world too. The no's of power over, of deceit, of violence, of Gethsemane, and of the cross. And notice this too. As the no's of Holy Week continue to build, Jesus continues to say yes. Are you the one stirring up all this trouble? I am. Are you the one who heals the hurting? I am. Are you the one who sits at table with one who will betray you? I am. Are you the one who washes the feet of those who serve you? I am. Are you the way, the truth, and the life? I am. Are you the king? Are you the king who hangs on a cross and even then promises to somehow bring abundant life? I am. As the no's of Holy Week continue to build, Jesus continues to say yes. As we move on into Holy Week, the question for Peter is a question for us. Are you one of those who will follow Jesus? Am I? Are we those who follow Jesus into the fullness of life, into the fullness of what it is to be human? And as we carry that question, the invitation as we move into Holy Week is to listen and to look for, to see and to hear and to experience all the ways that Jesus continues to say yes. Yes to walking toward our suffering and our pain. Yes to being right there with us in the deepest depths. Yes to standing up to the powers of the world. Yes to compassion. Yes to love. Yes to life.